Ben & Jerry's co-founder cannabis company to help free jail drug offenders. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 26, 2023. Ben & Jerry's co-founder Ben Cohen started a cannabis company to help free jail drug offenders. The marijuana products will be launched in Vermont next month. Our mission is to sell great pot and use the power of our business to right the wrongs of the war on drugs. Cohen's website for Ben's Best BLNC states. The company goes on to say that 80% of its profits will go to grants for black cannabis entrepreneurs, with 10% going to the Vermont Racial Justice Alliance, and the last 10% going to the Last Prisoner Project, which seeks to free jail drug offenders. In addition, we've established a low-interest loan fund for BIPOC cannabis entrepreneurs, Ben's Best BLNC adds. Black people have borne the brunt of the war on drugs. Yet today only 4% of cannabis businesses nationally are owned by black people, the website reads. Despite using cannabis at the same rate, black people have been arrested at 4x the rate of white people, the site adds. We don't want people continuing to suffer for a crime that is now legal. The marijuana is grown in soil with no non-organic fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, or fungicides, the website explains. We maintain our packaging room at 52% humidity. That's the moisture level that ends up in our packages. It's ideal for storing pot, and it turns out that it's pretty comfortable for our team members as well, the site continues. Kind of like a moisturizing spa treatment. Before the Ben & Jerry's co-founder tried to free jail drug offenders with his spa-treated pot, the woke ice cream giant found itself facing a lawsuit last month over its hypocritical use of child labor. Ben & Jerry's also attempted to boycott the world's only Jewish state, Israel, by deciding not to renew a license with American Quality Products, AQP, which sells the product in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. The left-wing ice cream company ultimately gave up on its boycott last year. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.